Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk To Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. I'm happy to be here. This is going to be a great show. There's so many people threatened by Alzheimer's that it's just absolutely incredible. Since we put this up just this afternoon, I have had maybe 30 emails from people who say this is devastating. I've heard 6 million to 9 million people have Alzheimer's, and it's ruining their lives. So I'm happy that we get to do this show about the threat of Alzheimer's and what it's doing to us. We should tell people we're simultaneously broadcasting at Blog Talk Radio with Richard, audio only, over there in California, 347-850-1407. Lots of good audio. And if you want to watch the show, and this is going to be a demonstration show, we already have a volunteer. Andrew wants to volunteer for us this evening. And we're also going to give away several copies of the Alzheimer's software to people who are here with us. So if you know somebody who could use this software, call them up and say, you got to come listen or watch this show because they're going to give away the software. They're a nonprofit organization, and they think it's incredibly important that this happens, and we want to see that a bioacoustic Alzheimer's center gets set up in every community. We're sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, and we do research here, and we've done research on Alzheimer's because they're out there saying there is no cure. Poppycock! We have turned it around. People are now back doing crossword puzzles and everything else, and their memory is coming back. They're saying there's no cure. We have found out several things that will help reverse this, and especially bioacoustics and some nutrients, depending. We're going to talk about Pelosi and Alzheimer's and Reagan and Harry Reid and Alzheimer's. But first, I think we have a few announcements, don't we, Richard?
We do. First, I want to let everybody know, depending upon which side you're on, meaning at WebEx or if you're on Blog Talk Radio, that we, if you go to soundhealthoptions.com and click on the radio tab, and then for today, click on Happy Hour. Down there on the right is a link to get to the WebEx part, which is where Sherry is running the demos so that you see what's happening, and also an active chat over there. And also there's a link to join the Blog Talk Radio studio where you can listen to my favorite audio quality. And you can also join the chat there and have a conversation going. So we have both of those. And then I do have an announcement, which has to do with D.C. lawmakers feel pressure to strengthen food safety rules. I have to take a deep breath before I talk about this because it has to do with our Congress, which doesn't seem to do much of anything these days other than say, no, we don't want to follow the constitutional law. Is that, you know, we still can't, they have obviously made it obvious that they're not going to approve anybody for the Supreme Court, even though it says in the Constitution they're supposed to, no matter who the president is. And they're just like, we're not going to. Don't talk to us about it. So this is in the category of Senate not taking any kind of action regarding a food safety issue. Pardon me. About food issues and food processing, particularly in the organics market. Not that it's just that it's directed toward organics. It's not about something bad in organics. But it does have to do with a couple of people, a number of people who have gotten E. coli tainted either produce or poultry or meat in this organization. And again, it's not about that it's organic that this is occurring. This is just in processing of produce and in any other kind of meat, because this has happened in the regular industry, not just the organic industry. And this is a bill, a woman went to Congress who said, I was hospitalized for 7 days because I ate lettuce that was tainted with E. coli at a particular location. I know that the chain Chipotle has had some issues. I'm not saying they had E. coli, but I know that there's been some issues with some food issues with people getting sick from food at Chipotle. That seems to have been cleared up. But yet, a simple thing like Congress saying, yes, this is a good idea, do more of this. It's not like they have to rewrite anything or take a summer break to like figure it out. They just have to actually take action. And this consumer coalition is organizing this is about make our food safe. You would think that would not be hard. Let's make our food safe. How about that? How about Congress actually gets off their butts, their keisters? There's the word I'm looking for, keisters, and actually takes action. So that's my announcement and mini rant.
They lack common sense, it seems.
It does.
Here's another one that goes right along with this, and this is from our friend Mike Adams. They have found that glyphosate, we've been talking about this, a weed killer from GMO foods and Roundup, they have found that they aren't cleaning it well enough, and it's seeping into the oats, and they're finding it in cereal. And this glyphosate is one of the things that is a toxin to our brain and is causing a lot of controversy. Is it causing autism? Is it causing Alzheimer's? And we are happy to announce that Stephanie Seneff, who's done a lot of the research about this, is going to be on the show. Do we have a date yet, Richard, when she's coming on?
I think so, but unfortunately I can't access that chart at this time. I don't know off the top of my head, though. I think we have her scheduled.
In June. June, I think. But they're telling us that this Roundup does not get in the food. And there it is. And they're suing because they found it in instant oatmeal. What they're doing is right before they harvest the oats or the wheat or whatever, they're spraying with Roundup to kill the actual plant. So they're only taking the seed, the oats or wheat or whatever. And if they're spraying the whole plant, it's getting in the seeds. And they just do that to make the, what do you call it, picking on everything.
Yeah, they to kill easier. It, to make the foliage fall off so that they can harvest the seeds.
Yeah, to make it easier on them, and they're poisoning us. And there's a lot of things that are toxic like this that are getting into our brain. And that's one of the things we show here. You'll see a green silhouette made of nice green tree, and then the brown tree is beginning to rot, and part of its head is falling off, and then the red one right before the leaves fall off, and probably a third of the leaves are gone. This is to people's brains. Two important things that you'll learn this evening, choline and inositol, are incredibly important for Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's is nothing more than plaque and garbage toxins getting into the brain so that it makes extra highways or breaks down the highways so the brain can't proceed the way it needs to, the way it was built to. And we want to share with you what we have found, but at the same time, a lot of people don't know what Alzheimer's is. Do you have any other announcements before we go on with the show?
I'll add an addendum to that comment about glyphosate, that there's been recent rumblings, but I haven't seen much in print because it's such a huge industry. The wine industry has started finding glyphosate in wine. And the interesting part about it is that that's in areas where they're not applying glyphosate. So that gets really tricky because it means that it must be in the water table because winemakers have no reason to be applying glyphosate because of how vines grow. It doesn't make any sense. So that's as I get more material, as I see a report on that, I will be talking about it.
So we are poisoning ourselves.
Yeah.
They talk about Sodom and Gomorrah and us being so bad emotionally that God blew up that part of the world. I think we're just blowing up our own bodies and our brains and our pancreas. Think about this. 9 million people. Here's a really, really short piece about Alzheimer's and some of the very famous people who are helping. We are becoming part of this organization, and we are going to give away some of the softwares to these folks and train them. There's also another one, it's Alzheimer's, I think it's just Alzheimer's Take Action. It's ALZ.org, and we'll be talking about that in a few minutes also. But right now, just a really short clip about what Alzheimer's is and how it affects a family and a community and why this is so needed.
I'm an Alzheimer's champion.
I'm an Alzheimer's champion.
I am an Alzheimer's champion.
I am a PAL champion, and I'm an Alzheimer's champion.
Millions of people have been touched by Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's isn't simply an old person's disease.
You can develop Alzheimer's in your 50s, 40s, yeah, even in your 30s.
With 10 million people being affected, odds are you're going to know someone.
I think one of the most difficult diseases is Alzheimer's because it feels like a loss, and then it's such a very difficult thing because they're still there.
There's just so much that people don't know about it. It's surprising how many people just kind of turn a blind eye.
I didn't realize it was actually a fatal disease and people died from it.
And by 2050, we're going to have 16 million people. That's more than breast cancer, more than colon cancer. This is a serious epidemic.
Alzheimer's is an epidemic, and I think, people should become more educated about it.
It's making people aware of it. It's, passing along information that can help people out.
A good place to go is ALZ.org.
You should check it out. ALZ.org. Go there.
And you can find out basically anything you need to know about it there.
And share your stories and share with the community what you're going through.
The Alzheimer's Association helped me deal with the loss and make me feel like this is a battle that we could still win.
Alzheimer's is something that's touched my family. My grandmother passed away with it.
My grandmother was so young when she was diagnosed with it. For me, it was very devastating.
My grandmother died of this disease, and when we laid her to rest, my mother had just been diagnosed.
It's a sad disease, and there's no reason in this day and age why there isn't a cure.
What has to happen now is the political will to really move towards a cure.
With about 5 million people living with Alzheimer's now, there's a lot of work to be done.
We have the potential to cure it if we can just fund a research for it.
Go online, give what you can.
And if people continue to see some new faces to come aboard, then that's a step in the right direction.
So get involved now. Don't wait till it's too late.
I am an Alzheimer's champion.
I am an Alzheimer's champion. I am an Alzheimer's champion.
Be a champion by supporting the Alzheimer's Association.
To raise funds to find a cure in this lifetime. To learn how you can help, visit
www.alz.org.
Let us all get together and find a way to end this.
And we're setting on the recognition of this, which they say can't happen until you're dead and it's done through an autopsy. We're setting on a diagnostic and a cure. My own mother had this. It's in my chart. And so I was very concerned about it, and I began to do research and look at it. And I started with looking at some famous people who had Alzheimer's. One of them was Ronald Reagan. I'm going to show him your chart in a minute. But here are some famous people who've had Alzheimer's. Malcolm Young, guitarist and co-founder of rock band AC/DC, Glenn Campbell, singer, Pat Summitt. Pat Summitt coached the Tennessee Lady Vols basketball game. Team Harry Como, singer, Charles Bronson, actor, Ronald Reagan, president. And remember, he was president in the 1990s. And I'm going to show you how in 1964 we saw Alzheimer's in his chart, and it could have been turned around. Charlton Heston, actor, Norman Rockwell, painter, Rita Hayworth, actress, Sugar Ray Robinson. And there are different kinds of Alzheimer's. Boxers like Muhammad Ali have a form of Alzheimer's, but it's from trauma, not from biochemistry. Aaron Copland, renowned classical composer. Burgess Meredith, he wasn't the Joker. He had the long cigar thing in those Batman movies. The Penguin, that's who he was. Estelle Getty from Golden Girls. Peter Falk from the TV series that he was a detective, Columbo. James Stewart, actor. Eddie Albert, actor. Evelyn Keyes, I guess Gone with the Wind. I've never heard of Evelyn Keyes. Ebe White, Rosa Parks, mother of the Freedom Movement, died of Alzheimer's. James Dugan, the guy who played Scotty in Star Trek. So we probably love or know of these actors, and somebody in our own family, likely. What are some of the symptoms, and who may get Alzheimer's? We looked at Ronald Reagan from something that he had done in 1964. 64. And he wasn't president until 25, 30 years later. And this is a speech, and I will put the YouTube in here so you can go listen to it. And it is an incredible story that he's talking about socialized medicine, and he's talking about Obamacare and what a wreck it will become. And it is, and it has. But as you look at his vocal prints, you can't really tell by just looking at his nano voice. We had to go back and look at his frequency domain, and that's what we're going to look at tonight, and that's the software we're going to give away. As we look at his chart, you can see a great, large bump. Is that snapping and sparkling on your side, too?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it sounds bad. I muted myself just in case it was me, but it doesn't seem to make any difference.
And there's nobody's mic open either. I don't know what it is. My apologies for that. I hope it's not on the recording. But if you're doing your frequency domain using Audacity and our free programs like Abacus, and you see this, there's reason to be concerned. Now, this is from inflammation. In his case, it was copper that was not working correctly. And this is on our website. Just look under Reagan. Another one that we looked at and we've talked about on the show before is Robin Williams. And for those of you who are new with us, Robin Williams killed himself in, I think, August. And I was on the show, a national show the next day, and they were talking about he was depressed and that's why he killed himself and he was on medication and da-da-da. And I said, I don't think so. He had Lewy proteins in his vocal print, and they cause you not to be able to think. And he was always so glib and so on it, and he had neurotic neuron firings because his GABA didn't work well. We already knew that. But this is what the Lewy proteins look like. Now, the Lewy proteins are trash, like plastic trash, that get into your brain and short-circuit everything. So you're trying to think and that you want the signal to go here and it goes over there, and it's incredibly confusing and it causes dementia. So there is a biochemical dementia that you saw, and then there is a trash dementia. We checked a lot of the people in Congress because we really couldn't understand what was going on. Nancy Pelosi bioacoustically shows Alzheimer's. She has problems with progesterone, GABA, and cholesterol. Harry Reid shows problems with cholesterol. Some of Pelosi's stuff may help you understand why she says such strange things like unemployment creates jobs. YouTube is replete with videos of Pelosi with titles like Pelosi Dumber Than Soap, Pelosi is an Idiot, and Pelosi Says Unemployment Creates Jobs. Many of Pelosi's public statements during the last 2 years are not those of an intelligent woman, but of a person who is insensate and befuddled. She doesn't seem to even realize that she is incredibly off base with her perceptions and information. And look at the leaders that have Alzheimer's and they're trying to run our country. Don't you think that's incredible? Any comment, Richard?
It's amazing that they, well, there's so many parts that are amazing, but I mean that they, you know, are allowed to stay in office even though people see them, watch them around, you know, people around them watch them get more confused or more something, and nobody steps up and says, well, you know, we should have this checked or something. Denial is amazing.
Yes, but this is a piece of software. You talk to it in 30 seconds, you punch a few buttons, and out comes the possibility. You know, when they were dealing with Robin Williams, they did not confirm. His wife confirmed the day after I said he had some sort of dementia. His wife confirmed that he had, I think it was Parkinson's, which is related to Lewy protein. But it wasn't until November. He died in August. And it wasn't until November when the autopsy came out that they were able to diagnose positively from the autopsy, because he took off his skull and looked at his brain, that there were Lewy proteins, and we can do it with this computer program. Look at this. When was Ronald Reagan diagnosed with Alzheimer's? His doctor says it was announced in 1994. We were able to look at it from his vocal print in 1964. It didn't have to happen in his case. And the whole report is on our site. I think we have Reed and McConnell. No, it says that's someplace else and not on this computer. So what are some of the things that show up with Alzheimer's? I wanted to share, and I thought I had it up, the symptoms of Alzheimer's. Join the hundreds who are, well, they're asking for money here, and I'm writing to them and saying, we have an answer, and we can prove it. 20 people with Alzheimer's Foundation group. Do you see this, and I just can't find it? It's symptoms. I'll try to find it another way. Symptoms of Alzheimer's. This is it. This is what I had up before. This is a lot of really good information. Doctor's appointment list, what to remember to take with you. But here are the 10 signals. And I will put this link up for you, too. This is not quite the list I had, but this is so important. Memory loss that disrupts daily life. Challenges in planning or solving problems. Difficulty completing familiar tasks at homework or at leisure. confusion with time or place. And I'm not talking about you wake up and you can't remember what day it is. So that could be part of it. That's just kind of normal, everyday thing. Trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships. Problems with new words or writing. Misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace them. Good Lord, I've been guilty of that one for 50 years. I can remember someone's chart down to the nth degree, but I don't know where I laid my keys. Decrease our poor judgment, withdrawal from work or society, changes in mood and personality. And you can find these lists and you can find tests all over the internet about all of this. And there is this takeactionald.org. But I don't know that I would send them money. I would say, do you know about bioacoustic biology and what they predicted about Ronald Reagan and Pelosi and Robin Williams, the work that they have already done? I saw it with my own eyes. You ought to get in touch with these people. So this evening we are going to be using a program called the Gray Matter of Alzheimer's. And it took us about two years to put all of this. You want me? Oh, Dale, what a wonderful suggestion. Does Hillary, let's do both of them. Does Donald or Hillary have any Alzheimer's? I would believe that Hillary does because she just says some bizarre things. I just think Donald's stuff is he just doesn't have any kind of management of his tongue. But it's working for him, so what's the problem with that? Okay. For most of you who have been with us before, but I see a lot of new people on here, everything that we do on the show comes from our soundhealthoptions.com website. And if you go to download, I guess Secret Stash is not on here, although that's a nice video. I've got a bit of a problem here. I'll show you a little secret how you can find things. On here, we have radiation software up all the time, but it doesn't seem to be up today. So we're going to use the Google search on our site to find the radiation software because there's a textbook there. Radiation software, okay. We do also have not only radiation software so you can test for your exposure, but we have a radiation tone box that can be used. We ought to do a show about that. But you go down to the bottom, and there is a bioacoustic basics textbook. And everything that we are going to do today is in this textbook step by step. So just go do a search for radiation. There's a lot of downloads that we took off. John is sending me a great big... Here we go, using functional medicine. I want a link to that, John. That seems incredible, although I have sent information to the functional medicine people. They are saying, you are not FDA approved. Therefore, we are not going to pay any attention to you. You know, when people see that it works, why are they going to go back and really push me to find the scientific explanation? I don't have that kind of background. I'm not a medical researcher. I just know what works. I hate that snapping thing here. I'm looking and reading all of these chats. See, a lot of people are sending me their stories here. That is great. Okay, we have chosen Andrew to do this with, and we're going to take these steps. And the very first thing we're going to do is use an Audacity program. And you can download Audacity. There's probably many programs that you can use. I'll put this in the chat. But we just happen to use Audacity to do this. So I'm going to open Audacity. And you don't need all of the bells and whistles. Don't let them talk you into buying it. Wait a minute. Somebody's mic is just open and making lots and lots of noise. Andrew, it's you. Okay, get situated so we don't hear all that mic noise. There are preferences that you will need to fill. So go to preferences, and you want to make sure that you're doing 32 hertz, 16-bit mono. And you want to make sure that this is a mono device. There are other parameters, but those are the most important ones. And Andrew has agreed to be our guinea pig, and he's going to give us 30 seconds of a vocal print of why he's a bit concerned about his memory. And here is the minutes, and he will keep talking until we hit 30 seconds. Andrew, are you ready?
Okay, I turned my green button on for the microphone.
Okay, go.
I've been kind of absent-minded for many years. I'm 48. But recently, about a month ago, I started getting some serious memory problems. Things like the little village where I go to do my errands and groceries and stuff.
Okay, I'm going to stop this. You're way too loud and over-modulated. Back off the mic a little bit, would you?
Sure. Sorry about that.
Okay. I'm going to kill this and we'll start over. Okay. Try now.
I've been getting a lot of serious memory problems. Like I park my car only on three different side streets when I do my errands in the village, but I couldn't remember which street I'd parked on, and I went up and down the same street twice because I was positive I'd parked on it. I was filling out a doctor's form, and I was filling out my emergency contact, which is my sister, and she lives with us in the same triplex, and I had no idea what her phone number is, even though I call her, like, instead of running up and down the stairs. My next door neighbor, he's been harassing us like so much we've had to call the police on him for like 12 years, and having a conversation with someone about my neighbor, I could not remember his first name. Other things, I cook my own food and I kind of prepare it for a whole week, so I write down the date I cook it so it doesn't go bad in the
Okay, we have 42 seconds of Andrew's voice, and I'm going to go back and take out some of this dead spot. You really don't have to. 45 seconds is fine. 30 seconds is fine. Anything below about 20 seconds, and you're going to have trouble with it. But I'm just going to roll over this with my mouse and say cut, or you can say delete. I have forgotten where I've parked my car many times. And my grandmother used to have problems with things, and she would put ribbons on them. She couldn't find her scissors, but she could remember where she put the ribbon but not the scissors. And you saw that we started over with Andrew because everything was way too loud. This is a nice vocal print, good volume. So we are going to export that and say Andrew, and we're testing Alzheimer's, and that booklet tells you how to set up your desktop so that you can save WAV files. So we're just saving this WAV file, not killing it. I'm just going to minimize it and then open another program called Abacus, and this is free online for anybody who would like it. We're also doing a free 2-day class in 2 weeks. So there is a limited number of seats there, but it's a 2-day class and the software that's going to be about allergies. And that has a lot to do with poisoning yourself and Alzheimer's, because there are some foods that I eat and I can't think. Like sometimes ice cream. I eat ice cream, I have trouble thinking. So I must have some problem with dairy products. So poisoning ourselves. So Andrew, and it's going to be about Alzheimer's, and it's in class, and it's actually happy hour. I should put happy hour on here. This is a demo, and we don't really need his birthday, although for some things we do. When we look at the keynote that is on our site, and we've added a new piece to the keynote about your perfect partner for the day. I'll show that in a minute. Richard, would you remind me? So male, and we're going to talk about memory, and we're going to use the Alzheimer's program to do that. So the first thing we want to import is that WAVE file, and this is going to come up a gray grid, and that's normal stuff. And this is Andrew. Actually, Andrew looks pretty good, except right in here. And he does have that inflammation mark that I showed you that was in Ronald Reagan's chart. Remember that? That arch that we looked at? Now, this one is not as bad. See if I can go back and find that so you can see it. That arch of inflammation. We should just do specialty classes about all of these. Maybe that's what the two-day workshops are about, specialty classes. So the next one's going to be Alzheimer's. Thank you for the link, Dale. So what about this? This is a grid that is active and alive. Any place you put your arrow, it gives you a frequency. So what are we doing with this blue squiggly line? Well, this represents frequencies of Andrew's voice from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second. It's not going to say, well, I only park in three places when I go to the village to do shopping. It's going to go, you will not recognize it as words. And this gray grid, that's all normal stuff. What's below it has been divided into three pieces, and these are things that are low. So minus one, minus two, minus three, and this gray grid moves around all the time. So this is a chart of too much. There's not a lot below the chart. Three little things here. I'm trying to get the hiccups here. But most everything is above the chart, things he has too much of. And plus one is not much to worry about. Plus two, there goes my hiccups. Let me get a drink. Sorry, yes. 37, 35, cozy. Gotta take my hiccups out. Okay. So plus two, he has a lot in here, but if it was plus three, we would have real cause for concern. Red flag. But Andrew is mostly at a plus two. And where you see things that are open like this, that's the most important thing. And when you take the two-day free course, it gives you all about how to pull points and all that. But here we're just going to click, and the computer is going to pull the points for us. And it pulled the point down here inside the normal gray grid. I'm just going to delete that. And I think I want to take this one instead. You can pull all the points by hand if you want, whatever you think is valuable for you. I think I want to take that one there too. Maybe that one. Maybe two more. But what is it? What do I have to give up? Well, that one is right on the edge. I'll give that up. Oh, I said add instead of delete. Okay. And all I'm doing is hitting my right mouse and then deleting with the left. Now I have two spaces. Because all these numbers are is numbers that we have gone over here and decided to check. I think it was this one. I think it was this one. See for sure. Yes. No. It got it down here. didn't get the one up here. So there's a whole art to pulling these points. It's the only art in what we do. The rest of it is, here is someone's voice. This is his normal range. What is out of range? What are the sour notes? And what can we do with these sour notes to bring them back into what we call coherence, back into this gray grid? And when something is too high, we can give them an equal and opposite frequency, entrain their brain, and these frequencies will drop back into normal. If something is low like this, we can give them that frequency. And these are low and high delineations. This is 32.72, probably this one, because the computer corrects you, and I'm not right on it. But it's probably that low. So what we pulled were all highs. And you have to have at least six highs and six lows. And I think we only have four lows, but we may be able to get away with it. Let's see if we can. So issue, I thought we already put this in here, memory, and we're testing Alzheimer's. So we have all of these little red circles. Those are frequencies that the computer chose and said, those are likely the most significant pieces. And if you don't agree with them, you can always change them. That's your prerogative. So we're not going to go up and save this vocal print. We just want to save these little red circles and these lists of 12. So we're going to hit this little Rubik's Cube right here. And I'm going to save this in a special file I made called the GNS. And I call it the GNS. That stands for Genesis to me, and that's because that's where I started. So I'm going to minimize that. And all I have to do is hit accept here, and this will open into this computer program, and it's all downhill from here, because all we have to do is say open a client, go to that desktop, to that special Genesis file, put Andrew right in there. There's his list of frequencies that we just pulled. If we open Abacus again, you can see they're exactly the same frequencies. We just took the frequencies from this grid, this matrix of numbers, and any place you point here, it will choose a number, a frequency, between 0 and 1,000 cycles per second. So between the two of us, the computer and our brain, and what we decided looked like it was out of place, we have this list of numbers. And the very first thing I always want to do is to look at genes and proteins. The gene is the pattern. The protein keeps the pattern. Acetylcholine might come up. It didn't. This says the proteins. Amyloid beta proteins are high. That's a bad thing. Copper transporter. This is the same kind of thing that Reagan had. And neuraminase, too. What causes that? We can look at a usage. Remove salic acid residue from glycoproteins and glycolipids. So from fats and proteins, I guess it helps remove trash. Gene for copper uptake and transporting. That has been activated. The protein has been activated. So something is wrong with what's going on with the transporter of copper or maybe the receptor. Amyloid beta A1 protein, high. Mutations implicated in Alzheimer's. So we bring, this is just the protein. Let's bring over the genes. This is the first place I always look to see what's already activated. When you get your program, and if you don't win one this evening, and we're giving away five, if you don't win one, you can buy the public version by joining our Guardian group, and you'll get a new software every month to add to your repertoire of information. very low density lipoprotein receptor. Now that's high. Associated a gene with sporadic Alzheimer's disease, and it's high and it's activated. Interleukin 1, I'm just doing some work on the interleukin, causes impairment of hippocampal dependent memory processing. This may be your memory problem because that gene is low. We may need to balance it. So it doesn't look like there is a commonality. Lipoprotein is mentioned twice, glycolipids here. But it doesn't seem that there is a genetic Alzheimer's. Let's go look at some of the other things. Let's go look at, let's not look at genes and proteins again. Are you on any medications, Andrew? Well, we'll undo that one because there's some medications that can cause Alzheimer's and not thinking. Actually, let's look at biochemicals first. We could look at hormones. I don't want to look at too much at once. It just confuses people. And I'm moving these over because they are opening on another monitor. So vasopressin is low. That's usually okay. That controls blood sugar and blood pressure. RNA is high. DNA is the pattern. RNA keeps the pattern. May improve mental functioning. And it says it's high. We may want to leave it high. We don't always know whether it's high because something has made extra RNA or it's high because it's accumulating and his body is not using it. ATP. Are you also having any symptoms of being tired, Andrew? Because ATP comes from the Krebs cycle, and it's the fuel. ATP and ADP, it's the fuel for the cells. So I would want to balance that. That doesn't look so bad at all. Biochemicals. Amino acids, chemicals, enzymes. Let's just look at a lot of these. Let's look at note correlate chart too, because that'll tell us what frequency we need to be looking at. This is very similar to the NanoVoice, and when you just run yourself through that free NanoVoice program that's on the site under downloads, it tells you how many of a certain note you have, and your problem is G sharp 4. Anything 4 or more we look at. So enzyme production. So let's look at enzymes. It didn't show any enzymes. I'll go back and look. But this is worrisome. You have high lead. Chronic poisoning may equal dementia. Are you around old houses and lead paint? Could you have gotten lead from the air from some kind of industrial waste? Can you have yourself tested? Although that just doesn't mean much because we can see it way before it shows up in the body. A reasonable way to get rid of this: chelation, Corella, 1/2 cup of white navy beans cooked per day will slowly take the lead out. It has a couple of other pieces here, amino acids. Let's see how this relates. Acetyl-carnitine low retards the progression of Alzheimer's. Acetyl-carnitine, are you a vegetarian? I don't know what all you can get acetyl-carnitine in. I know you can get it in meat. And ornithine. Ornithine helps the body detoxify, too. This is part of this is in methylation mapping, where you'd see these, and they're all low. Amino acids to rebuild the body. It didn't show any enzyme. We did amino acids. We didn't see, we note chore. It didn't show any of the rest of these came up. So let's change our variance from 3 to 5, which means we're looking at a wider space. Ah, remember I said choline has a lot to do with memory and Alzheimer's? And here's your choline high. And it accumulates high when your body doesn't have enough inositol. One of the other things, vitamin C is low, and that has to do with the Krebs cycle, with the energy cycle of the body and the ATP. So you might want to find some good sources of vitamin C and something to make your choline work. Choline inositol comes from yeast and eggs and I can't remember what else. So we can knock out vitamins here. But I'm surprised that this didn't bring any toxins. Well, maybe I'm not, because you eat really well. But we could change variants to 6 and see if we find anything. Nope, nothing else. No enzymes, no chemicals. But if you want to look at anything there that deals with memory, it could be ATP and the choline. Oh, what else did we come up with? I don't remember with the genes and proteins. Acetyl-carnitine came up. No toxins except the lead. Let's get the lead out because that can certainly make you not be able to think. Okay, this is the genomes again. Ah, look at that. Carnitine. And your carnitine is low. Do you have a way to get a good source of vitamins? Alzheimer's causes significant decline in carnitine acetyltransferase, an enzyme, but this is the gene of it for carnitine. I wanted to look at proteins again since we changed the variants. And there is a lot more here. Variance is, okay, if we're having no variance and we're looking for 16, we just look at 16. But if we have a variance of 1, we're looking at 1601 and 1599. If we're looking at a variance of 2, we're looking at 1602 and 1598. So we're just looking in a wider area. Well, that's a good question. Why? Well, we're doing all of this through the computer. It may not be as accurate. So if we look at a wider range, we might see more. So I don't see the carnitine over here with proteins. I don't see the interleukin, very low-density lipoprotein. Neuraminase. That is high. We probably want to balance this. And it brought up presenilin 1. Mutations elevate levels of amyloid beta in the blood. So we are looking at some amyloid. And one of the things you had, there were some amyloids. I don't remember where it was. And a TNF-alpha. Is that nerve factor? I can't remember what TNF stands for. But somebody look it up. This is what I love about this show. We all do the show together. We need to look up everything. Elevated levels in Alzheimer's interfere with neural impulse regulation. You might want to check on that. Now, Andrew is a practitioner. He can open up his equipment, his SMAD, and his computer programs, and go ahead and look at these and give himself probably the whole brain proteins because they are mostly high. And we have that copper metabolism and copper protein. And you had that same lump as Reagan, and it was copper in his case, that his body was not able to use the copper. So go look up copper and Alzheimer's and see what's going on there. And here is the amyloid beta protein here, and then it's mentioned down here again. So you can go look up all of this on the internet, find out what it is. I will bundle these, which is something that you learn to do in the classes, the free ones that we teach. And there are tutorials for all of those, by the way. And we also have, I'm going to have to move something over to get to those tutorials. Jeff did the tutorials, and I'll put those in for everyone. They're wonderful. And then Steve did tiny links for Alzheimer's, or for Alzheimer's, for bioacoustics. And this has a lot of links where you can look up other things. People are all the time providing shortcuts as a way for us to do what we want to do and need to do. Now, one of the things that's really important, and I know we're right on the border of time here, is this predictive. If nothing is done, and let's just use genes and proteins. If nothing is done, there's no interference, we get no choline, we don't get this copper receptor up and running, what will happen? And we can look at this within about 2 years. And these are the things that if there's no intervention, this is what can happen. Alpha-ketoglutaric, this is about the Krebs cycle again. Richard, this is one of the biologic herbs. Do you know anything about it?
Richard, oh, aniracetam, that's actually not an herb. That's actually a nootropic, and nootropics are used to produce cognitive enhancement. So that's why it's considered a medication. It's not a prescription, but it is something you can use. It would be a slightly stimulating. It somehow enhances the action of the synapses, but I don't know the chemistry as to how.
So Biologics Nutra, we get this information from Brian Schar, and there it is. So that might be something that you want to check on. In this case, it's saying, it's a powerful choline donor. Well, doesn't that just fit? I love this stuff. It just proves that we are very sophisticated robots, and we are run by math. Why do you laugh at me?
It makes me flash back to the old series called The Jetsons. We are sophisticated robots. It's in a certain way, it's so true.
His son Elroy, his daughter Judy. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a big deal. Wow.
Look at this. The genome and the protein for glutathione peroxidase. And glutathione is one of the things that glyphosate GMOs really destroy. Homocysteine, that can lead to thick blood and heart attack. There's the carnitine and the copper. Now, this is what's happening down the road. Go tell everybody that you know of a computer program that will look at Alzheimer's before it can ever be seen by a doctor, by the medical community. You've seen a documentary on it. And would they please join you in putting together a Bioacoustic Alzheimer's Center 2-day class? It's free. No excuse. They have to buy a microphone. $40. Here's another page of predictive data over here that I missed. I think this is a turnaround. This is the day that we're going to take back our health. Oh, this looks like exactly the same data, so it must be. Oh, 51 of 51? What does this one say? 1 of 51, so it's two of the same. But don't you love it? Here is an herb or what you call a nootropic that says you need choline and it'll support choline, and that's what shows up on the print. You've been doing this for what, 5 years now, Richard? I've been doing it for 30, and it still amazes me.
It still always it always surprises me, like that, just as you said, that example of aniracetam. You know, here it is, and it just shows up. I mean, I love this software.
Okay, for anyone listening over on Blog Talk Radio, we can't tell that you're there. If you are with us on WebEx, we can tell when you're here, and we have your name, and we will draw out these softwares. For those of you on Blog Talk Radio, you can write to Richard or me. Richard, how do they get in touch with you?
TalkToMeGuy, all words, at gmail.com.
Or Sherry Edwards at gmail, Sharry. Oh, Steve says, and their dog was named Astro.
Thank you, Steve. I forgot about that.
We must be old people.
That was a big deal. The Jetsons. Wow.
And a lot of it's coming true. Didn't they have a robot maid?
Yes, but I can't remember her name. Matilda? Mildred? Something.
Somebody's
got to
remember
that.
It. Rosie.
Steve, you've gone into the bonus round.
Wow. Yes. Thank you for being here. It was great. We will have this edited tonight and up on the site in the morning. Call everybody you know and say, here's some software you need to know about. It may save our future.
And if you want to find this show soon, it'll be on the, let's see, if you go to soundhealthoptions.com and then click on the Blog Talk Radio tab, or sorry, the Radio tab, then Blog Talk Radio, down there on the right-hand side will be a player with the last five shows. And this show will probably be there in about 10 to 15 minutes afterwards. And then also for those of you that are iTunes users, you can go there and search for Sherry Edwards and find the hundreds of shows we've done. And also if you use a great app like cross-platform, meaning it works on all platforms, app Stitcher, you can go search for Sherry Edwards there as well.
Richard, do you know we have over 250 shows?
Yikes.
Does that just blow your mind? And we do all of this in hopes of helping people make better decisions, living a more authentic and a healthier life. Our goal is to put your health back into your hands. So thank you for listening. Thank you for, thanks Marcy, that's so sweet. Marcy wrote me, this is awesome. That's a lot of shows. We do it because we want to be helpful. And we want you to have the best life you can be. Although, I think Richard and I have a problem. We're going to have Preston Knee back, and one of his books are about people who are too nice. And I've been reading it.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. I was afraid of that.
Maybe we just need to be meaner.
There we go. Yeah, that's us. We're known for meanness. All right.
Thank you for being here, guys.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. We'll see you on Sunday when we're talking to somebody.
Yes.
Right.
Somebody good. We only
somebody
have good
really
people.
Good. I can't remember. All right. Thanks. Have a great week. Bye.